You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right. Yeah. A little stunad. Very good. Yeah. Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Clinton Yates taking that Sedano seat.
What's up? I'm here.
All right.
We have a lot to talk about on the basic breakdown of the physical blocking of what's happening. I'm in the studio, which is fantastic. We talked yesterday about how LZ was here. Guess who's not here? Gregory. Your thoughts. I'm here.
He will be here shortly.
Scott's here.
LZ's having some issues in LA.
Laura's here. And I don't really care, but, you know, whenever somebody misses the top of the show, you have to bust some chops.
I'm not missing the top of the show.
There he is. I am here.
I am present. All right?
Okay.
Everyone's doing the show remote. The norm is not being in studio. That's the anomaly right now.
This is true.
I'm doing the norm.
Okay. Well, how are you, sir? Where are you? What's going on?
Let's see. I think I'm on the five. Am I on the five? Yeah. We're on the five. I'll probably get there before the end of the show.
No, okay. That's good. I'll make sure the light's on.
Where's Cap?
Oh, I'm here. LZ, what's good, man? Tell me what's good. What's going on today?
I'm stuck in traffic.
Okay.
I've had a grand total of 7 Uber drivers cancel on me all day today.
You know, I'm glad you bring that up, LZ, because I'll tell you guys know me a little bit. I moved here from the East Coast about a year ago, and right when I moved here, the pandemic hits and, you know, things sort of change on the larger level. But I'll tell you this, Los Angeles, not a great rideshare town, you know, And this is platform agnostic. This criticism is that guys canceling all over the place on you. Takes a really long time to get a car in a lot of places. If it's rush hour, forget it. Nobody's even going to try to do it because nobody wants to deal with it. It is a sticky wicket, as we like to say, for sure. So I'm with you on that, LZ.
I had a bad one recently where I actually I set the alarm like for them to pick me up. Like I made an appointment for the next day, you know, and they told me, okay, 6 a.m. I'll be there. I said, great. And they said it'll cost like, you know, $60 to get to the airport. I said, okay, fine. And then the next day I got to the airport and I got like a $200 charge on my card. And I'm like, what's up with this? And they're like, oh, well, they were surging. I'm like, no. You see, when I made the appointment, when I set the whole thing up, which was yesterday at 8 p.m. for 6 a.m. this morning, you told me $60. Now you're telling me $200. Yeah, it's the whole Uber Lyft thing has gone crazy through the pandemic. So, LZ, you got canceled on a bunch today.
I got stuck. So, as you guys know, I've got this project that's launching in a couple of weeks and had to be at ABC basically all day to kind of finish up some touches. And I had 4 people cancel on me in the morning and basically made me late. And I was like, I'm late, even though I've been trying to get an Uber for like 40 minutes. and then on the way to the studio, I've had 3 people cancel on me before. I'm sorry, sir. What is your name?
Demetrius.
What up, Demetrius?
Yeah,
they say, what's up, Demetrius? He said, what's up? Before Demetrius picked me up.
Okay, so I'm not going to get into a bunch of theories about why people cancel and what profiles look like and so on and so forth, but let me tell you this. It is not a reliable method of transportation to be relying on ride shares in Los Angeles in 2021. It's just not.
It is a little dicey, but I'm going to hook Demetrius up. Demetrius doesn't know it, but he's about to get a nice tip.
I think you just told him.
Just for simply showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I didn't tell him because he's not eavesdropping, so he can't hear me.
Now, LZ, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Did you try another rideshare app or are
so
you?
Here's the thing, because you're going to say, did you try Lyft, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or I don't know if there's another one now, Frisbee or something like that, whatever the name is.
Frisbee.
My theory was if I took the time to cancel Uber and try to get a Lyft, more often than not, Uber and Lyft drivers are basically the same person bouncing back and forth off the one or a second app. So I'm still just trying to get the same people because they basically are just going back and forth. Like, Demetrius, do you also Lyft?
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. Oh, whoa, whoa. Demetrius does not Lyft. So maybe my theory has a hole in it.
He also had a very disdainful tone when you asked him that, as if that was a disrespectful question.
He did. I kind of want to explore this topic a little bit more. He doesn't know he's on the radio right now.
So you should probably tell him that for FCC purposes.
I should probably tell him. Oh, excuse me, sir. You're on the radio right now.
Oh, okay.
So now he knows he's on the radio.
All right, cool.
There we go.
All right, so why does he not like Lyft? Why is he Uber exclusive?
Why are you Uber exclusive, Demetrius?
Don't hold on. Okay. Don't make him put all his business in the streets. But
I'm not going to put all his business in the street. I'm black. I know how to vet stuff.
I know. I just needed to say that for the audience, so he knew that we knew.
He says because he works smart, not hard. I know how to be incognito. I know how to do that.
Excellent answer, Demetrius. I like that. Let me explain something to you though, quickly though. To this point, this is why. Okay, so I live in Venice, so I'm close enough to the airport where like. The difference in the ride.
So you fly to the studio?
It's weird, right? My point is that, speaking of ride shares, when I go into LAX, I actually use the actual cabs because the simple stress, Scott, of dealing with the apps is just too much. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got one thing going, times are changing, you might have another that comes, and then you're dealing with cancellation fees. When I go to LAX, I go to the Uber lot and I get in an old school taxi cab because I'm close enough, and that stress level alone from the apps is like an actual thing in my life that I hate dealing with. It's become a real issue for me here, for sure.
I didn't even know there were real cabs.
Yeah.
I can't do cabs, man. Yeah. I can't do cabs.
Yeah.
I just can't. Too many different people get in the cabs.
Well, my family was a bunch of cab drivers, so sorry to y'all. That y'all are too highbrow to get in taxi cabs in Los Angeles.
It's just like the colors are yellow, you know. No one looks good with that tint, with that kind of hue.
Oh, you know, some of us don't have paparazzi following us around everywhere we go, LZ. So,
maybe that's why there's so much traffic.
You want to hear this? Laura has never been in a cab in her life.
That doesn't surprise me that much.
That doesn't surprise me.
I'm from L.A. Why the hell?
You're from L.A.
I drive everywhere.
I live in L.A. I've been in plenty of cabs around here, especially after a night of drinking.
Different.
Yeah.
You're different, though.
Yeah. What does that mean?
That means you're different.
Okay.
Why'd you hear the word different and assume it was something negative?
No, because most of the time on this show, it's something negative. Maybe not you.
It's just different.
It's just different, man. Yeah. This is what's wrong with the country. They see something's different and they freak out and put value on it. Different just means that. You're different.
All right.
Although you gotta give it up,
LZ used to things.
Literally hating from outside the club right now. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? You gotta think about this. Think about cabs. Cabs were way ahead of their time. Cabs were way ahead of COVID because cabs already had a glass partition in between the driver and the passenger.
True. I could tell you guys some wild stories from DC cabbies that are in my family and people I know.
Your family pick up black people?
Of course. My family is black folks. So what are we talking about? Yes.
Have you lived in New York?
No, I mean, yeah, I've lived in New York, but my point is that...
The black ones will pass you up in New York, too, man.
That's true.
That story's real.
That's very true. But what I'm saying is that in D.C., I actually came... I mean, I come from a relatively, I don't want to say large family of cabbies, but I can name five people in my family and my aunts and uncles who drove a cab for a large part of their life, including my own father. So,
are you guys like the Ewings of cab drivers?
No, man. I'm just saying.
Is there a JR in your family?
I'm just saying that. No, trust me. If we were pulling that kind of cake, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to y'all. That's a joke. But what I'm saying is that, like, I've learned a lot about the industry of ride sharing from being in LA that I definitely already knew about. Riding just in regular cabs. And sometimes I'm like, listen, if this person is right here and can take me to wherever I want right now, that's worth whatever the cost is. Dealing with these apps and all these fake icons riding around on the maps, oh, we're 8 minutes away. Never mind, we're 9 minutes away. Actually, we're 3 minutes away. Psych, we're 15 minutes away, and it's going to cost you $40 extra. Like, oh, no thank you.
It is kind of fun watching that estimation needle kind of go up and down, randomly. You know, it does give you something to do. You know,
while you're standing waiting.
Yeah, while you're sitting there waiting, you just kind of watch the minutes go, oh, it's 15 minutes. Oh, now it's 7. Oh, now it's back to 30. How did that happen?
Well, you guys got any horror stories about dealing with Ubers or Lyfts? I got one that happened to me.
I just gave you a horror story. What are you talking about? I just told you that.
Demetrius sounds cool. This is not a horror story.
I don't mean cancellations.
Demetrius is not cool. Yeah, no, I'm just saying Demetrius wasn't cool. I'm just saying it was already horrible. Look, I'm not in the studio. This is a horror story.
That's true. Fair.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's right. I guess when they can't get you to where you need to be on time, that is. But I had a situation where I ordered an Uber, and it was on a somewhat busy corner. This is just like right before COVID. And I see the guy, but he doesn't see me, and I see him pulling around to the back of this alley. And now...
Whoa. What kind of Uber did you call? Where the guys pick you up in the back alley, you cruising each other beforehand and all of that. What are you talking about, man?
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's not quite
that. You said I looked at him, he looked at me, then he poured in the back alley. LZ, did you not say that?
Much, you're giving away way too much of the game here, LZ.
Okay, hold on. Here's what I think happened. I saw him. I don't think he saw me. So he pulls around the place and then pulls into this little alley. So I'm walking fast. You know, I got my fast walk on. I'm walking. And now I see him. He's in my sights. And just as I'm approaching, he starts to take off, but not like slowly. He just takes off, you know? And I'm carrying like half a bottle of water, like a water bottle, but it's half full, you know? So I start running after him, like I'm going to catch him. I don't know why. Like I can get other Ubers, right? So I start running after the dude, and to try and get his attention, I take the water bottle, LZ. Okay, and
Clint, you didn't throw it at him, did you?
Wow.
I didn't throw it at him. I threw it in an effort to try and get him to please know that I was there. It's
I like
me.
A rub.
You know? Wait, hold up. So you threw an item at an Uber driver, and this is your horror story.
Yeah, well, because here's what happened, dude. Here's what happened. This guy gets out of the car, right? And he's like, hey, man, what the hell? I'm like, no, you don't get it. That's just me. I'm the guy with the ride. You go, I'm here, you know? And this guy wanted to kick my ass. I'm like, this is just a half a water bottle. And LG, I had it in my left hand, and I threw a perfect spiral, man. I mean, it was just a perfect throw. I didn't think I'd actually really hit him or hit the car.
And two Americas.
I got suspended. I got suspended from Lyft.
Two Americas,
from
Lyft. For sure.
Two Americas.
You got suspended?
You should have.
He reported you? He snitched?
Yeah.
This is not, what was that movie? Braveheart throwing rocks at a window or whatever? That's not what's happening there. You fire a projectile at somebody's vehicle, it's go time. We went over this yesterday. You know what I mean? Oh,
I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't do it to be mean. I didn't do it to hurt his car. I just was like, hey, I'm here.
Wait, just real quick. Did he at least give you the ride?
No, he didn't give me the ride. He didn't give me a ride. I was like, well, can we just go? And he's like, no, dude, no ride for you.
No ride for you.
That's right.
You had a Lyft Nazi?
That's right.
A suit Nazi?
Essentially, that's exactly right. Anybody else got any of these? I mean, anybody else have anything other than just being late?
No.
I mean, this was very traumatic for me, I'll have you know.
We don't throw stuff at moving cars.
Yeah, so, well, I didn't expect to really hit it. I mean, it was a perfect throw by accident.
So I have one.
All right, let's
I can't believe I must share this on air.
I thought you'd never been in a cab. I don't even understand what's going on.
No, not a cab, but Uber.
Okay.
So I went to
about being poured in the back alley or anything like that?
Wow, LZ, okay.
Probably close.
I mean, you're not too far-fetched there, but so I was in D.C. in 2019 or whatever in the summer, and I got a little drunk, and I didn't know. I was by myself. I like traveling by myself, and I got an Uber driver, and I ended up Ubering myself back to the bar instead of my Airbnb. And the guy's like, are you sure this is where you want to go? I'm like, yeah. Like,
hold on. Where were you?
I don't know.
Were you in Northwest?
I was close to...
Or were you in like Northern Virginia? Or were you
no,
in like Maryland?
I was
Maryland?
In like D.C. Okay. Yeah. So
could you see the Washington Monument?
Yes.
Okay, so you were probably downtown.
Yeah, exactly, downtown.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, this little bar, whatever, right? He's like, this is a bar. Like, I don't think this is where you're staying. And I was like, oh, snap. I was like, okay, I'm a little drunk. So he goes, okay, try to figure, whatever. I figure out the address. He takes me back. And he was hot. He was hot. And he was like, you're my last ride, whatever.
Last ride.
Come on.
Uber last ride.
You know what I mean? I was like,
hold on, slow down. I'm writing this down. That's a good move.
Okay. Tell Demetrius about this move.
Leave Demetrius alone. He's trying to transport LZ safely to the studio. We do not need to be upsetting his apple cart right now.
At least until I get dropped off. Then I would tell him that move.
Yeah, but I mean, it was cool. He was a nice kisser. You
Oh, there we go. Hit the news update alert. Behold, Uber makeout.
He was a nice kisser?
He was a good kisser.
Wow.
Did you still pay for the ride?
I never said it was a horror story. No, hell no, I didn't pay for the ride.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, see, that's the move.
You use your kissing as a Bitcoin? You use kisses for Bitcoin.
Right.
You pay for your Uber ride by kissing the driver.
I thought he was going to charge me. I never said not to. He just didn't.
Oh, how about that?
We were. I even told him, because he's like, what are you doing tomorrow? I was like, oh, I'm going to Philly.
What are you? You got picked up by your Lyft driver?
Sounds like she picked up the Lyft driver.
No. He picked me up. I don't know, but whatever. I was like, I'm going to Philly. He's like, I'm off tomorrow. I'm like, you should.
Tomorrow.
I was like, you should come. Like, whatever.
Oh, my God. You should come to Philly?
He didn't. I ended up, no. But I had fun.
Wow.
Don't talk to strangers, kids, unless they're giving you free Uber rides and they want
to
make out.
Don't talk to strangers. Listen, she left that don't talk to strangers thing way in the back. She'd have made out with strangers.
Unreal.
Did you even get his name?
Hey, I'm grown. I don't remember his name.
Okay,
I was
grown
drunk.
Woman.
You don't even remember his name? Oh,
why would
on.
You bother to remember that person's name?
Why would I care to remember his name? I'm in L.A. He's in D.C. Who
you
cares?
You can go find the history on your app. We'll find his name.
Oh, yeah,
no, thank
you're
you.
The only woman I know that says you two instead of me two.
Wow.
All right, stand by. Hold on. Listen, I'll take the horror stories right now. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. LZ's got one today because he's gotten canceled on four times as he's trying to get to the studio.
Seven times total today, yes.
Yeah. So if you got those Lyft or Uber horror stories, we'll take them. Listen, this portion of the show is presented by Alignment Health Plan, changing healthcare one person at a time. And so, listen, we got traffic happening right now, just as LZ's sitting in it. And then let's get to these phones. 877-710-3776.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano, LZ, and Cap, little SLK for you on a Friday afternoon here on 710 ESPN. To Siobhan Roberts, who is a great Twitter follower of the show and a great communicator, she says, hey, Unique. Hey, Laura. She also had a hookup with an Uber driver, and she doesn't remember his name either, so you're not alone, girlfriend.
Oh, I know. I'm not alone.
I'm not buying the not remember. I'm buying the did not want to remember, and thus promptly removed it from memory.
I mean, he was hot, but I don't need to remember his name.
Exactly.
I think it was the same person. Like, that's just what he does.
He's a serial maker-outer.
Wow.
He's a serial maker-outer.
She's in L.A. I was in D.C.
Oh, so what? He can't travel?
I mean, I don't know.
Take his show on the road? Didn't you see the Incredible Hulk TV series?
What?
Bruce Banner was in all these different towns all the time, constantly traveling. What if he's like that?
Yeah, right.
Just Incredible Hulk TV series is not what I had on my bingo card for today.
Yeah, well,
I'm just saying. Or he could be like Nomadland. What if he was like a Nomadland person and just kissing random women as he was like traveling from one part of the country to the other?
Right. What if he never went home and he just Ubered all over America, making out with chicks everywhere he could?
It's hard life. Him being a pimp.
You know. Hey, listen. Let me tell everybody what happened here so that we can kind of reset it for everybody. So, LZ was anticipating being in the downtown studios, but got canceled on seven times today by Uber drivers. And we started talking about horror stories with Uber and Lyft drivers. And I made the terrible decision of admitting that I threw a half-empty water bottle, left-handed, perfect spiral, and hit the guy's car in anticipation of saying, hi, I'm here, please don't leave me. And that was like the dumbest thing I ever could do because this guy almost was going to kill me.
I like how you keep mentioning the spiral parts. That elevate
like, why do we have a scouting report on you throwing a water bottle?
He's doing a
combine report on him throwing stuff at Uber drivers to make himself look more masculine. I like that.
Well, and I also mentioned that it was left-handed, by the way. Don't forget about that. I throw right.
Yeah, you did.
You know, so.
Oh, so your splits are good. Okay, right. Good.
So everybody's got a horror story.
Loves the game, first in the gym, last one out, all that good stuff.
Right, all that kind of stuff. Everybody's got them, whether you're an actual Uber driver or you're an Uber passenger. Everybody's got these kinds of stories. By the way, we are getting to the Lakers. We are getting to the Dodgers. We are getting to whether or not AD and LeBron should play. We'll get to all of that. Let's go to the phones. Eric in Culver City, you're on SLK on 710 ESPN. What's going on, Eric?
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Talk to us.
Excellent.
Man.
Good. Have you made out with your Uber driver lately?
I'm actually a part-time Lyft driver, but I can kind of answer a couple questions that you guys may have.
Is and, it common place for drivers to make out with women in their car? I mean, that's my first question.
They don't have to be women.
Oh, or
do I don't have to be women.
Yeah.
I don't kiss and tell, so I'm not going to elaborate
dude.
On that.
Don't be calling the show talking about I'm an expert. And then when we ask you a question, you're not even trying to talk about it.
Because you don't do it. That's
what
why.
What are we doing? Right. Exactly. You're faking.
Did you try to kiss the passenger and they were like, what are you doing?
No. I've never done that. I keep it professional, so.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right, so yeah. Go ahead.
So anyways, in regards to your cancellations, did you see how far they are? Because sometimes drivers, I understand there's a lot of traffic here in L.A., so I think what you need to do is look at how far the driver is instead of how far in terms of time. Because if they're far away, they're probably not going to want to pick you up. And that's why they cancel the rides.
But why are they selecting the ride?
Sometimes the rides are added to the queue, so the driver has no, like, they didn't select your ride. It was just given to them.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That is a critical piece of information. Because the assumption always is that, like, it's like, yo, why are you even opting in if you're going to cancel it later? That doesn't even make sense. Thank you for that call. That was great. That's what we needed to know.
So you mean that has nothing to do with Gavin Newsom?
Gavin Newsom?
Yeah. Because we have, you know, a member of our team who seems to think Gavin Newsom is the reason why I got canceled so many times today.
LZ is throwing shots.
It's his fault, huh? All right. Well, thanks for call, Eric. Appreciate that. Let me go to Jeff.
Thanks, Eric.
Jeff in L.A. Hey, Jeff, you're on SLK on 710 ESPN. Tell us what's going on.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
What's cracking?
What's up? What you got for us?
I had a ride about 2 years ago on the 4th of July weekend. I picked up, I got a ride in Santa Monica Beach, mm-hmm. and
I picked up
two young ladies that were fully nude, you know?
I'm sorry, what?
And
wait,
were fully nude.
So you were the driver.
I was
How
the driver.
How were they fully
up.
Nude?
Well, it's pretty simple, LZ.
They had no clothing. So what happened is that they still had their cell phone because one of them had it strapped to their arm. So that's how they requested the ride. But what occurred is that they had some liquid courage from earlier in the night. They decided to go skinny dipping together, these two young ladies. They took their clothing off, obviously, to jump in the water. When they came back out, their clothing was gone.
Oh.
So they're like, what the hell? So they called the request. I roll up, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm thinking the worst-case scenario of things. We wound up calling the cops. What wound up happening is that the homeless person passed by, saw clothing just on the ground, and figured, oh, just trash, I'll take it with me, you know? Took the clothing, officers find the homeless guy like about 3 miles down the street. And I gave the ladies a ride. Luckily for them is that when I drive, I sweat sometimes a little bit on my back for sitting so long that I carry extra shirts in the back of my car. So I just hooked them up, and I'm a big guy, so I hooked them up with double leg shirts to cover them completely, you know?
How about that? Nice. Good move out of you.
Very nice.
I was going to ask, then, did you have bare ass on your back seat?
Yeah.
No. So once they gave them the shirt, they didn't want to go with the officers. So I took them home. I told them, hey, I'm not even going to charge you. I took them to their place, and they asked me to stay, and I got lucky that night, you know?
The
other drivers.
Wait, hold on.
Seriously.
You picked up two young ladies,
naked ladies,
butt ass naked from Santa Monica, gave them your dirty t-shirts in the trunk, and in exchange, says you, and then in exchange, you slept with both of them?
What?
I didn't propose it. I just accepted it.
Oh my God, yeah. that is hot.
The BS meter's going off big time right now.
Why are you having trouble with the Lyft and Uber drivers, too? Two more answers to it.
Well, nobody
I'm,
cares
not, I'm, not, I'm not buying what he's
nobody
telling.
Nobody cares about the answers. All we heard was two naked ladies and them bringing you into the apartment later
Wait,
that
hold
night.
On. But Clinton's hating on your story, man. Because
I'm not hating on the story,
him.
Okay? I just, hey, that was a big
game,
jump.
Man.
That was a big jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens, though. What can I say? It was just happened one of those nights, you know?
No, not, I don't, but I'd like
I
to.
I do not believe him at all. Oh,
no, not
no.
buying
they don't believe,
Hell
I believe,
no.
I believe you.
And
I
the person
you.
Speaking that makes up with their drivers is saying that.
Oh, I don't care. You know what? You got to go. Wow. You're not getting on the line and disrespect Laura like that.
First of
after
all,
telling your tall tales about what you didn't do in the back of your Uber, player. Right. Come on now.
Thank you, Clinton. I own my ish, but I'm not out here trying to tell you. I mean, you know what? You weren't even confident in about what you were saying. If I was a guy and slept with two girls that were naked in my car, I would be so confident.
Leading with that.
Say it with my, you know, say it with your chest. He did not
do
that.
You could be a woman. And sleep with two women in back of your Uber and say it with your chest, too.
There you go. There you go.
Don't give me all these stories about T-shirts from the trunk and all this nonsense. If that's where that's going, I'm not buying it.
No, he's tripping.
You know, he lost me when he said the T-shirts were clean.
Right. Who has clean T-shirts just in their trunk chilling?
But I was.
I mean, I guess he does, but that's fair.
But he said, hey, I'm a big guy. I had these double X T-shirts, and these two ladies brought me in, and they, I mean, he got lucky. I'm like, so, all right, this is quite a story this man is telling. If true, phenomenal, but only half of us believe it.
Big if true.
But I will say, Demetrius said that he has picked up someone, and they got naked once they got in the car.
Is that person's name LZ?
No, I'm fully dressed. I'm fully dressed.
Are you able to give him the microphone that you got?
No. Unsafe. No. Don't do that.
Yeah. Right. Is he wearing a mask? No.
Danger? Danger? Yeah.
Is he wearing a mask?
Yeah. Everyone's wearing a mask. I'm fully vaxxed. I got my little mask over my nostrils as I talk on the phone here.
Nice.
You know, trying to do what the CDC says.
How far away are you? Where are you now? Let's get an update.
Let's see. I think I'm over here by City Hall, right?
Let's take bets. Yeah. Will LZ make it before the top of the next hour?
No, he'll be here right around 5.
Oh, if you want me to, if I can wait.
No, I think
he'll be here at like 4:45.
So you think he'll get here before 5, Laura?
4:45.
I think he'll be here after 5. I think it's going to be later than we think. I think he's going to miss the top of the next hour.
I'm looking at like 6:54 p.m.
No.
We're getting ready to go off.
4:45.
All right, hold on one second. This segment is being brought to you by Dos Hombres, crafted with care, a spirit like no other. Coming up, what are we going to figure out today? What is overrated? What is underrated? What is properly rated? We will all find out together next. Stick around. Sedano, LZ, and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
SLK on 710 ESPN. Clinton Yates in for Sedano today. And if you are on hold, if you are waiting on hold because you're an Uber driver or a Lyft driver, or you're someone who's got a horror story to tell about their pickups or cancellations, LZ got canceled on 7 times today as he's trying desperately to make his way back. All right. It is time now for Greg Bergman and everybody's favorite, overrated, underrated, properly rated, Greg Bergman.
Thank you, as always, Chris. All right, we're going to start off with birthdays. So, and with, when it ever comes to birthdays, I always got to start with Cap. So, Cap, we're going to do birthdays today. Mark Zuckerberg, Kate Blanchett, and Tim Roth.
Tim Roth.
Kate Blanchett, and Mark Zuckerberg. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
You want to tell me who Tim Roth is before I make my answer?
Tim Roth is the guy who's in the opening scene of Pulp Fiction. We're going to electrocute every single one of you MFers. He's the dude.
Yeah.
Garçon, coffee. That's him.
Yes. Okay, that's him. Tim Roth. Okay, very good. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Not to be confused with David Lee Roth.
No, it's a whole different Roth. Yeah. David Lee
Roth.
Yeah, I know him well. I mean, I know him very well. I know his whole act. In fact, the last time I saw David Lee Roth, he forgot the words, and everybody's like, dude, it's not that hard. It's Panama. And he was like, yeah, well, I haven't sung these songs in a long time. So anyway, I'm going to say Roth overrated. And I'm only going to say that because Pulp Fiction is one of my favorite movies. He's got a somewhat important role, but he's not a primary character for me. So I'm going overrated there. properly rated, Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, incredible story, obviously, and my goodness, business blows up all around you, and then, you know, some people love you, and a lot of people hate you, and that's a whole other story for another day. And then that would put Kate Blanchett as underrated. That's what I got.
I think Tim Roth is actually underrated because Tim Roth is one of those guys who, even though his particular skill set might not exactly be the flavor of my fancy, he's in a lot of good movies. Like, if he's in the flick, it's probably going to be pretty entertaining. So I'm going to go with him as underrated. I think Kate Blanchett is pretty correctly rated. Like, I know who she is, and I don't think I've ever seen any of her movies that I can think of off the top of my head. I've never seen Titanic. Is she in that movie?
It's Kate Winslet, isn't it?
Winslet, whatever. Okay, so maybe that's a different person. So
I was going to say, that's a different, yeah.
Whatever, correctly rated as somebody in Hollywood who I maybe not know who he is. Wildly overrated is Zuckerberg, okay? Come on. Like, this guy is weird. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, I understand that social media has changed the game and so on and so forth, but as a human individual, man, he gives me the creepy eyes. You know, every time I see him on TV, I'm just like, ooh, what's going on in that guy's house? You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he's done a lot of things and he's a very nice person, but I don't know, man. Something about him just, I don't know. He's kind of makes me nervous.
Mm. Hey, so Mark Zuckerberg is underrated and Tim Roth is overrated and Kate Blanchett is properly rated. And the reason why I have Zuckerberg underrated is because he is weird and because he has done some really, really bad things in terms of not safeguarding, you know, truth and facts and blah, 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 blah. We forget this one basic thing. He has completely changed the entire planet.
Agreed on that.
Before he was 30 years old.
Right, yeah. On.
The entire planet before he was 30. But because we think he's a jerk and weird and all this other stuff, we overlook that accomplishment. But this planet is forever changed because of Facebook. And I'm not going to poo-poo that incredible achievement just because he happens to be weird and quirky and probably, you know, single-handedly responsible for the destruction of our democracy.
Oh, wow. So that was a pretty late hedge there, LZ. I mean, look, does the origin story of Facebook not change your opinion on any of this? Or is it just the fact that whatever, we got it, it's all good?
You mean saying that he got lucky?
Or that he basically made up something to chase chicks and it turned into the biggest deal in the world?
Got lucky.
Sure.
I think you guys are really saying the wrong things about Tim Roth. Reservoir Dogs, he was so
yes,
good.
Yes, yeah,
that's fair.
I said he was underrated.
Lie to Me, yeah. Lie to Me was such a great show. I was actually sad when it got canceled. But anyway, going to the next story, we're going to start off with you, Clinton.
Yep.
Don Cheadle, who plays the main antagonist in the new Space Jam movie.
You don't need to describe who Don Cheadle is to this constituency.
Well, I'm just saying who he is in the movie. Not who he is specifically. He has now said whether or not Michael Jordan is in the movie. I'm not going to say either way, but is Cheadle saying if he is or is not in the movie on social media and in an interview, overrated, underrated, or properly rated?
That's a decent tease. I'm going to take this opportunity to pivot strongly and discuss my favorite works of Don Cheadle over the years. Don Cheadle was in a great... Was Don Cheadle in Devil in a Blue Dress, LZ? No, maybe not. Don Cheadle's best role that matters, which is correctly rated in my household, is tremendous, and I may or may not dress up as this person for Halloween, is Buck Swope. For Boogie Nights, okay? He's got the hip-hop shop at the end of the thing. He comes to a very difficult decision where he watches a guy get whacked in a donut shop when he's in a white suit, and he decides he wants to steal the money to give his lifelong dream because his wife
Didn't
is having a baby.
Did he have brains in his hair, too?
Yes. It was very creepy. What's it called?
It's a great story.
He went through many, many looks in that movie. So, sure, Don Cheadle teasing it for the purpose of this movie, that's correctly rated is fine. But every single thing that Don Cheadle has otherwise done is underrated. That's all I have to say.
I'm going to say that Don Cheadle teasing whether Michael Jordan is or is not in the movie is completely overrated. I'm going to see the movie whether Michael Jordan's in it or he's not in it, and I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to not see it if he's not in it. You understand what I'm saying? Did that make sense?
I get it.
Yeah.
It is underrated. It's underrated because I know the answer to this question.
Oh!
And what?
Nothing. I'm just saying.
What?
Are you going to give it away?
You went, oh!
You know whether or not Michael Jordan's in Space Jam?
You didn't read the story? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I mean, some people take
it on the internet.
I didn't realize that.
Greg just didn't tell you, but he says so in the stories.
I hope he's not in the Michael Jordan's in or not, by the way.
And I'm just going to say it's underrated because the comparisons to Jordan versus LeBron, you know, a lot of people have him being Jordan ahead of LeBron when it comes to basketball, but behind LeBron when it comes to everything else. And just the very thought that they both might be working together on a project really moves the needle towards where I think it needs to be, which is who cares? They're both great.
Right.
They played in different eras. They never faced each other. We'll never get this answer anyway. So I love the fact that the idea of they're working together says you guys can keep going with this rivalry, but we ain't really feeling it like that. We're supporting each other. I love that.
Okay, so because Greg, I played myself and did not read the story, what is going on with Jordan? He's in it or he's working with
it? That's what I want to know now. Is he in it or not?
I'm not going to tell you whether he is or is not. If you want to go find the story online, you're welcome.
Okay,
we'll tell you on the other side.
Sorry, we're teasing Greg.com
content over here. We'll tell you on the other side.
No, I will not ruin a movie for anybody in any way.
Why is it ruining it?
It doesn't matter. Knowing one way or the other, I am not that guy.
But wait, you're saying that Don Cheadle already said that he's given the answer, correct?
So go find it online. You're welcome to. I'm not going to do it. All right. Next story. LZ.
There you go.
LZ, it's finally happened.
Yes, sir.
Hard seltzer has gone too far. Hard seltzer is now, there's now a hard pickle seltzer from Cooked de Brew.
Taking my headphones off.
Overrated.
Ew.
Overrated.
No, thank you.
Overrated. Disgusting.
Yeah.
You're saying there's a pickled flavored hard seltzer.
Correct.
Okay. I'm contemplating this, and here's why. Because I like a lot of the hard seltzers. I like a lot of the fruity flavors.
Because you're nasty.
Well, you know, it just depends.
I'm gross.
You know, I mean, I'll drink them. It's good. You know,
that's nasty, Cap. That's nasty, man.
I know, but LZ Coors is a sponsor.
Come on, Cap, you know that's nasty.
I'm gross. You know.
Someone should workshop this flavor.
The only people that are going to drink that are pregnant women.
Well, listen, all I can tell you
is
there's
liquor in there, right? So they should.
Right. So that it's got to be underrated, though, because somebody somewhere must think that there's a demand for a pickled-flavored hard seltzer. I can't imagine wanting to drink that myself,
have you ever been
hungover and you drink pickle juice?
Yeah, I played the pickle juice game, but like,
man, that sounds nasty.
It sounds gross, man. Right? It's just not passing the eyeball test, the mouthfeel test, if you will. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not trying to put something like that in my mouth. That's just not how that's gonna work. You know?
I got you.
That's gross.
Wow, that's where you want to phrase that?
I'll phrase it just how I please, LZ, because I'm a grown man. Okay.
He said he didn't want to put the pickle in his mouth, is what he said, LZ. I heard.
I didn't say you couldn't. I just wanted to clarify. I just wanted to make sure that's how we're phrasing it.
LZ's got a lot going on in this cab today.
Quentin Yates.
Are you here, LZ?
No, I don't.
Is he trying to pull this bit? Is he trying to walk?
No, Cap told me not to come until 6:54. I'm going to bed right now.
4:45. I said 4:45. Laura said 4:45, and I'm trying to win. So are you here?
LZ's going to Mad Men.
And Cap says 6:54. So I'm going to split the difference.
LZ's going to go to Mad Men, and then he's going to be doing the show in the dispensary.
Would listen. Okay.
Me too. Like in the middle of it all?
Hold on. I got to give this guy my ID. Hold on.
All right, ID.
Wow. What is wrong?
Giving this guy my ID. Hold on.
LZ's either going into Mad Men.
We don't need to chalk talk LZ's Mad Men appearance.
You can't go into.
We need to know how much he tipped Demetrius, though. We need to know how much you tipped Demetrius. That's important.
I gave him Laura's phone number.
Wow. There it is. There it is. Well played, sir.
How do you know I'm single?
Not important.
Yes,
you're not remembering anybody's name anyway.
Not important at all. That's for you to tell him. I ain't got to tell him. You can tell him you ain't single.
Laura's phone.
Now you're pimping me out? Dang, that was only Cap a long time ago.
We need to talk Lakers immediately.
All right. Hey, overrated, underrated, properly rated, presented by KNN Filtration. And as Clinton just said, it might be time to transition a little bit into some Lakers basketball. But I will say this, if you're on hold and you've got Uber horror stories because you're either a driver or a passenger, we're coming back to your calls. I think LZ is going to be in studio in a matter of moments.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
SLK on a Friday afternoon on 710 ESPN. You want to get in on what we got going on. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Has LZ arrived, Clinton?
Can we get some sort of news update hit, some news music, a stinger? Do we have anything? Because I have news. News from the studio. I'm looking at a human being who is wearing gray jeans, a white t-shirt that is, I'll just say, tailored so that the cuffs of the t-shirt are very tight around his biceps.
Schmedium.
Schmedium. Schmedium is the correct word there. And an LA Dodgers mask that is blue with the white LA Dodgers logo and a white trim. That person is one, LZ Granderson. LZ, how are you as you unpack all of your stuff? He's offended. We're switching Mike Poofs. We've got a lot going on here.
I am highly offended. I'm
can't offended get his mask off.
Oh, this is, there we go.
There we go. There he is. The goatee has been exposed.
Can you hear me now?
We're all here.
Alrighty.
The gang's all here.
I'm offended.
Wait, we can almost hear you now.
I am offended.
Yeah, turn that mic on.
Wait, is it on?
No, not
you
yet.
You guys hear me now?
No, it's like background.
I just want to know. I just want people to look. Oh, man, I can't even talk anymore. I won.
Yes, Laura, you were right.
Thank you.
It literally says 4:45
right
now on the clock in the studio.
That's right.
We're in scramble mode. That's fine. So we can go ahead and bring up the Lakers.
Let me tell you something really quick. I want to just tell you one of my favorite things that I heard all week this week was when LZ told the story about being in the grocery store and this lady comes up to him and she says, "Why are you wearing that mask?" And he said, "Because I'm a Dodgers fan."
That's a good answer. That's a really good answer. If you're the kind of person that's going to accost other people for wearing masks, you're a loser, first of all.
Oh,
and second of all, that's a great reply.
Yeah,
I love that.
So when I see LZ on social wearing his Dodger mask, and you just, Clinton, described him wearing his Dodger mask, it makes me think of my two favorite LZ stories. One was the Dodger mask, and the other one from this past week was when LZ told the story of throwing the microphone at the drummer and going to beat up the drummer, only to find out that the drummer actually knew how to fight, so it turned out to be a draw. These were my two favorite LZ moments of the week.
Because he's telling stories about you throwing microphones at drummers trying to beat people up. Those are his two favorite LZ stories. While you guys, by the way, so here's what's happening right now. Greg and LZ have been running a two-man weave right in front of me to try to get this sorted out. The lateral movement being on display right now here is tremendous. Had no idea Greg could move side to side like that. You know what I mean? It's worked out. LZ is finally with us. Hello, sir.
Hello. Wait. Oh, is this it?
This is it.
All right.
I'm athletic, Clinton.
You're here. Okay, I believe you, Greg.
I got on just in time to hear that lie. That's amazing.
No, he was just telling the story about, we do not need to rehear, because apparently he knows it very well, about you throwing a microphone at somebody and then trying to fight and realizing they were a member of the hands community as well. You don't ever want
to. Drummer. He's talking about the drummer.
Yeah.
My band.
Yeah. So he's technically already a member of the hands community because he drums, but he can probably fight too because he uses his hands well.
I didn't think about the repetition and how that builds up your triceps and stuff.
That didn't occur to you that a drummer might be able to punch pretty hard.
Right.
You know, like I could punk him. You know, like I felt like Udonis Haslam and I was looking at Dwight Howard.
By the way, Udonis Haslam, after seeing him last night for the first time all season, I was thinking that maybe he should be portrayed to play LeBron because that beard last night, I don't know if you guys obviously
saw it. Oh, I saw it.
I was like, man, Udonis, man, I'd be getting that beard stuff in the CVS, man, just for men.
But you know beard what, though, man? Is weird.
Like, real talk, when I talk about like ball culture and photo culture, Udonis Haslam embodies that.
The greatest.
Right?
We love Udonis in this
house. We love him, man.
I mean, the fact that he showed up. And listen, I know that Dwight Howard was a guy that played here. He had a good, productive championship season for the Lakers after, you know, the previous stint that didn't go so great. But the fact that Udonis basically just showed up and sunned him immediately.
Immediately
was like, here's what's not going to happen. Dwight Howard is not about to be out here talking trash on my court.
Right.
And he told him in so much. And my favorite part about all this, Cap, was Pat Riley looking on in full glory,
yes,
loving every minute of it.
Yes.
Udonis Haslam is, he's one of the most interesting players that's ever been in the NBA.
Flat out. The Heat players loved him. And the report last night was he had the greatest game of all time. He was 2 for 2 from the field. 2 technicals, 2 minutes, and then ejected. And the other players loved it.
Yeah.
Who's the Lakers' Udonis Haslam?
The Lakers don't have a Udonis Haslam.
I mean, like, in terms of franchise history.
Oh. Huh.
Do we still not have a Udonis Haslam?
That's a good question.
have the Los Angeles Lakers ever had that kind of dude?
I mean, if anybody, but see, that's the thing about Udonis, is that Udonis is a very, I understand what you're saying, but he's very much a one of one, mainly because he only played for one team.
But I mean, you got Oakley.
Oakley, that's okay.
Oakley's like that.
Yeah,
right?
Rodman.
Right? X-Man.
Yeah.
I know, not Rodman. Rodman was performance
Rodman
artist.
Was a better player.
Yeah, and he was performing art. He wasn't that kind of dude.
That's true.
Like, I don't actually remember seeing Rodman swing first.
He didn't fight. He just irritated.
He irritated. Yeah.
He was an irritant for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The thing, though, okay, so quickly, though, the thing that I was shocked about that game last night, just getting into, let's just say, potential Lakers finals matchup teams,
right.
I'm saying that with a reasonable amount of jest, but not really.
Not really.
Is that, yo, Dwight Howard completely lost the psychological battle. Like, I was stunned at how long he was still kind of acting affected after Udonis got tossed. It was weird.
That's not his strength.
No, it's not his ministry.
Winning the psychological battles.
It's not his ministry at all.
No, not at all. I mean, if you think about it, he was actually punking Jokic and still was losing the psychological battle against him.
Right.
I mean, like, I don't even know how you ever accomplished that. But you could tell that Jokic was in his head, even though Jokic was still discombobulated, especially those first few games in that series last year.
Right.
That just isn't Dwight's strength. But I do wonder if the Lakers could use a dude like that in this kind of postseason that we're headed towards, where people are thinking we might be able to be taken because of the seasons we've had and the injury we had. Do we have a dude that is able to get in someone's face and said, nah, dog, you overestimated yourself?
I thought that's who Trez was supposed to be on some level, Cap. Am I wrong?
I thought so. I mean, in some ways, I thought he was kind of brought in as the muscle, if you will.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. I know this is going to sound really from out of left field. Well, I'll say it like this. It's going to come from the end of the bench.
Could
Jared Dudley be that guy?
No.
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 Sweet Jesus.
Jared Dudley, I mean, I see what you're saying in terms of somebody who kind of has nothing to lose.
Right.
I get what you're saying, but Jared Dudley's not mean.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just not a mean dude.
Here's the thing. Whoever your smack talker is, the other players have to wonder if he's actually going to follow through on these threats. You can't just talk, I'm going to beat your ass and X, Y, and Z and all this stuff, and no one takes you seriously.
Right.
Like, when Udonis Haslam says, I'm going to F you up, you're in your head going, you know what? That's a strong possibility.
Yeah. Udonis Haslam is a real one.
That's a real one. I got players, especially early in my career with ESPN, but even before I got there when I worked at Atlanta Journal-Constitution, I had players I ain't never said nothing bad about because I knew if they caught me in the street in Atlanta, it was a wrap.
The fade was imminent. Right.
I ain't never said nothing bad about Ron Artest, Meta World Peace, or whatever he wants to call us. I have never said anything bad about that man, ever. He could have been 0 for 50. I went like going, man, he was balling that night.
Yeah, he's just effort night.
I got a strong list, man, of dudes I ain't never said nothing about, and it's because of that factor. So again, I go back and I think you guys are onto something. Like, Trez certainly has the physicality that you would want, the short fuse that I like.
Yeah.
But because he's so talented,
you don't want him fighting.
You don't want him fighting.
Right. I totally agree.
He's a contributor. Right.
Right.
He's a contributor. All right. Hold that thought, LZ, because I would love to hear what you guys think. And I think everybody's going to have an opinion about this. What should the Lakers do? What will LeBron and AD do over this weekend into these last two games? So we'll get to that coming up.